What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the On the Run podcast, man. This week, got a very special guest, man. My good friend Christian, the recipe, the HTV Don is in the building.
We out here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for joining us, bro.
Nah, for sure. Shit, I love being here, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This has been a long time coming. We really should have done this a while ago, but I wanted to wait just because I wanted to take my time to also learn the game a little bit because I wanted to bring you on specifically to discuss building online communities. As we know, we're in 2024, man. Social media is the move. If you're not on social media, you're living in the Stone Age, whether it's for personal use, but more specifically, if you're a business owner, if you're a creator, whatever it is you do, you have to be on social media. It's crucial. And as somebody that knows the game and someone who's been in the game for such a long time, I wanted to bring you on and hopefully we can give our audience the sauce.
Nah, for sure. It's like good timing because like I'm just now transitioning into like the content where I'm able to just help businesses grow in general, because I was targeted towards clothing brands and I was able to learn how to build community through that. But now I can actually start like aiming the skill of building community to like small businesses, basically people that can benefit from it, because the lack of information is really like the reason why there's a lot of people struggling. That's why I make all of my content free. I don't put a restriction on any of my content. You know what I mean? Because that's just like more so the way I look at it, just trying to serve the community. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. And that's something that since I met you, the very first day I met you, we met actually at the Golden Circle. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Golden MFG for putting that together.
Josh, Gil.
Shout out to Josh for sure, Gil. It's a very good... what would you call it? Like networking event. And that's where I met you. You were getting some footage. And actually, Noe, shout out to Noe too.
Yeah, for sure.
HDLMV. I'm actually wearing the gear right now. Not a paid promo, but hopefully soon. I'm just playing. But shout out to Noe. Yeah, he's like, oh, you know who that is? I'm like, nah. And him being in the fashion world or in the clothing brand world was like, oh, that's the recipe. Like, he has all these videos and tutorials, like, on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, he didn't even know I was in Vegas.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? And then we started chopping it up. And, like, right off the bat, I noticed something that a lot of people, when you talk to them and they're an expert in anything, they gatekeep. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of tell you who they are. And they tell you, like, what they do. But they don't really want to tell you how to do it yourself. Yeah, they kind of want to keep it for themselves. And they're like, you got to come fuck with me. Otherwise, like, I ain't telling you nothing. But right off the top, you gave me some advice. And at the time, I was doing a little bit more on TikTok. Mm-hmm. I kind of left that behind just because I've been super busy. But I implemented
slacking.
What you told
me. About that.
Nah, for real, slacking. But I implemented what you told me. And then, like, right off the bat, I saw, like, a change. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, oh, shit, maybe this dude does know what he's talking about.
That's funny. Yeah.
But
that's a lot of people's reaction.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of like, bro, phonies and like misconceptions and like a lot of people out there just kind of like you said, gatekeeping, and it makes it difficult for people to trust. You know what I mean? But that's why like right now, that trust you build with your audience is like priceless, and it's becoming more of value as time goes on. Especially with like I said, like all the distrust around. The ones that are there that you know you don't have to worry about, like the creators you consume, those are the ones who are going to win right now. You know what I mean? And like, that's why those like creators that are gatekeeping right now, like they gatekeep because they're trying to monetize in this moment, when in reality, if they could just hold off, you know, and then just keep serving, like, bro, the reward is like much greater, especially like in the next like few, could even be months, because the internet moves like faster than we've ever seen, you know?
Facts.
So there's no telling. That's why you got to be ready. Like, you literally have to be ready every single, like, I'm not even playing with you, bro. You got to be, like, restart your readiness every hour on the hour, because of the way the internet works. You don't know what post is going to blow up. You don't know who's going to share. So, you know, you really don't know. So you have to literally be prepared every hour on the hour to be like, yo, this could be the hour that changes my life. You know what I mean? And I've been like that for, like, the last 10 years, which is funny because, like, you have to be delusional. Because 10 years, I woke up, like, today is the day. It's been 10 years. You know
it's
what I mean?
I'm
like, I can see like the light at the end of the tunnel, but like, that's how I thought literally 10 years ago. I'm like, nah, today's the day that like finally it pays off. You know what I mean? Luckily it didn't happen for me that early, because I probably wouldn't have been ready. I probably would have fumbled the bag like crazy, like not being able to keep up with content, or like just having the experience to be able to like tackle all the obstacles that the internet throws at you. You know what I mean? Like, I've been a consumer of the internet since I was a kid. Like, young, like I was like the first generation because I'm a little bit older than you. I was like the first generation where like in kindergarten they had computer class.
Yeah.
Like I was like the first kindergarten class that had computer class. Like
floppy disk and stuff.
Yeah, like it was that? Like the Macs with like the huge back area.
Yeah, you know those brown ass Macs.
Yeah,
we had those too, but it was just because I was at a poor school.
it was those. So like I've always like been a consumer of the internet, so I've always been able to like understand that like we're one click away from like reaching a lot of people, you know. And I know that a lot of people are, especially business owners, are now starting to like wake up to the fact that that is important. I'm blessed to be in a position where I can provide the value and guide some of those people through this, as you know, through these obstacles, because it can get hard, and I understand that, because I come with a lot of skill in this profession, and I still see resistance a lot of the time, especially when I'm pushing, you know. So yeah. I can imagine people who don't like.
And also because it's like a changing, it's not like stagnant. It's not like, oh, I figured it out now.
Nah,
it'll be good. Like you have to kind of relearn it every single day. And,
but
like,
there's the thing you can't focus on is the skill of building community.
Yes. So I wanted to ask you about that.
That is one thing you can specifically always count on your investment in trying to learn it is going to, you know, reward you at the end. That's. Oh, but like trying to learn like the new trend, or like trying to waste your time trying to find the trending sound that might get you that viral video, like that is like not it, and that's not sustainable. You know what I mean? Like trying to learn those skills. Like let's say like, you know, you make content trying to go viral, right? Like trending sound, a stupid dance video, whatever. Let's say you go viral. If you hit your audience, what if you can't sustain that? Because the game now is like when you get those viral videos or those like views,
you gotta have a spike, whole catalog for people to
you gotta be to. Ready to like snatch them up like in a net, like people that go fishing, you know. Yeah. Like they throw the net, like you have to be ready to like have your content set up to be like a catalog for them to like be able to keep clicking,
for sure,
keep consuming. Because if not, you're just a moment that was like viral to them. That was like their little 20 second they consumed your content.
You know who did that? And then really they kept going. Recently?
Who?
The Hawk Tua girl. She said she made over $1 million, and whether we think she's talented or not, which I don't think she is.
No, no, I'm gonna be honest, bro. Here's my opinion on that. She first went viral and first started to like come out, I was a hater, because I'm like, what the hell? Like I've been working for this for 10 years. Yeah. She comes out of nowhere. But it does truly take like a very specific person to be able to like capitalize in the moment. And a lot of people have viral moments like every day, like every couple seconds. I'm sure there's multiple people that are going viral. Nice. But the percentage of those viral people that can actually sustain it is very rare. In some way, somehow, she aligned herself with these situations that really like made her a real content creator. And like, yeah, people hate on her, but like people are watching, people are talking about her, you know. And at the end of the day, I'm gonna respect it, because like I said, it does take a special type of person to be able to sustain content in this day and age, even if it's the skill of obtaining a team, knowing how to pick a team, because it's probably her team.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah,
a lot of people pick a bad team and end up like, you know, in debt,
homies and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. That happens all the time, you know. And like, it looks like she's on her way up, and as long as she can keep learning, like she don't have to know everything that's wrong. As long as she can keep learning, she can sustain it. You know what I mean?
I think her team actually is the Jake Pauls.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's not going to just put on anybody.
Yeah. If he sees potential,
come on, you know, like
Jake Paul was kind of like that, right? Because he came up on a scene super quick, him and his brother, and then he's been able to pivot and pivot and pivot and then sort of remain in the spotlight for a long time. But to that point, specifically towards business owners, what do you think are the biggest mistakes that they make when they're trying to make communities online?
They're making content with the intention of making it sales funnels and immediately going into like money into their bank account, when that's not like that's literally shooting themselves in the foot. You know, a lot of business owners, and you can feel it, like you can watch somebody's content and you can know if they're like, oh, this person actually cares about me, or this person is probably just like using ChatGPT at a surface level and trying to make it seem like they're somebody to get me to make a sale. You can feel it. Like, we're still people. We have, you know, like, we can feel these things when we're scrolling and stuff. So I feel like they go in with the mentality of like, yo, I'm going to make a couple videos, go viral, and then I'm going to make hella sales. When in reality, they should be like, yo, how can I serve? You know, like, the key word really that I've been like holding on to, and I got it from Myron Golden. Are you familiar with him?
No.
His content is like top notch with the information, but he kind of showed me the concept of like serving your community. When you're serving, it's because you're serving and you're not expecting anything in return. If you can serve a community, then the byproduct is they are going to buy whatever it is that you have because they want to either support you. They want to be a part of something. Like if you have a clothing brand or whatever, and you have a big movement, that clothing that they buy is a tangible way for them to feel like I'm a part of that community. It's a tangible item. They're buying because not because you made a gimmicky video and they like got finessed into putting their information in their card. They're like, no, I want to buy this so I can wear it so I can go outside and be like, I feel some type of way. Like, look, like that.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So that's really like the biggest mistake really is they just go into it and just being like, yo, I'm going to make money off this. Like, if like that is, that's not, it's not sustainable because this game, you got to like be able to pump out so much content, like content to the point, bro, where like you have to like go to sleep and your dreams are filled with like notifications blowing up your phone because you're so invested into it. When I first started like going hard on TikTok, and I was getting notifications like 99, you know, it says 99 plus. When I, the first moments I experienced that, bro, in my sleep, I would just be getting notifications. Like I would have dreams of the notifications, just boom, 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 boom. And it's because before going to sleep, my whole day was consumed with me locked in, going in. And like, you literally have to be like that locked in to enter the algorithm. Cause there's a lot of content being uploaded every day, but that doesn't mean it's saturated. It means the demand for quality content is higher. Because just because there's more creators or more people trying to push content doesn't mean it's taken away from anybody's play. If anything, it's making the people who make good content stand out for real. And I'm with the pressure. Like, especially with this space, like, you can make it as hard as you want. I'm going to adapt and I'm going to always adapt. You know what I mean? But that's the mentality you got to have to, like, withstand this shit. Because this shit is hard, bro. Like, this shit is not easy. Like, I didn't went through every emotion a million times, like over the last 10 years trying to make it happen, you know? And I almost broke a few times and I can imagine how somebody would, but like, you really got to just be like numb and like delusional to the goal and let nothing faze you. You know what I mean? And like that's just really the mentality you got to have, you know?
For sure. That's a very big mistake that I see people think that social media is easy. And just because you get a lot of views means you're going to have turnover and means you're gonna have a community, which is the worst way to think.
It's because that's how it was back then.
Yeah, it used to be, but now like I've seen people that have huge followings. It's like celebrities can open a restaurant, can open any kind of business and it fails. And that's like a A-list celebrity, A-list actor, like elite athlete. Who the fuck are any of us normal people to think, oh, I got a little bit of a following, I can open something and it'll just flourish off of my name? Like, that's not how it works. Mm-mm. You need people who know what they're doing, and as weird as it is, it's a very difficult skill, social media.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
and it's
yeah,
very
for sure.
Slept on.
It's very niche.
And a lot of people think they're like, that's for kids, like I can do it, I'm a business owner, I can do it, it doesn't matter. It's like, no, like to do it the right way takes a very specific set of skills that it takes time to learn. And you actually have to be in the game. You can't just take anybody off the street and say like, oh, here, run my page for me, and they're going to know what to do.
Yeah.
Just because you see the numbers doesn't mean,
well, that's why people look at the rare instances where a nobody gets famous. And they're like, oh, well, look at that person, I could do it too. And it's just like, you know, like you're looking at the one example of like that fucking random miracle of like the Hawk 2 girl. That's a fucking miracle. I don't care what nobody calls it. That was a fucking miracle. And there's some people out there like, I can just blow up off of one video. Like, bro, I've seen many people blow, like have like millions of like engagement. Didn't translate to no followers, no money. Like, they didn't even go watch the other posts. Cause like, you know, that's why it's like important to like follow, like at least when you're starting out, you have to stick to a niche. Like, I had this one homie on TikTok that his page was his clothing brand, and one day he made a post where he was like throwing away his vapes, and he threw it like in the river, and he was like, yo, I'm giving up vapes. And the post blew up because it inspired like other people to not vape, or you know what I'm saying? And he went viral off that post, but guess what? He tanked his account. He could never bring that algorithm back to where he needed it to be because he was building towards that algorithm. And all of a sudden he just posts like a video that has nothing to do with where he's trying to send his community to. and completely tanks his account. That's why a lot of these lifestyle influencers, they fail, because they want to just show off their life, and they don't want to be a master in anything. They don't want to, like, you know, they're just like, oh, today get ready with me, and then tomorrow, like, oh, watch me cook this. When people who are making watch me cook this video are people who are in the cooking niche, where every post is them cooking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the algorithm is confused. It's like, do you want me to go to fitness? Do you want me to go to chefs? Do you want me to go to arts and crafts? Like, and then you have these lifestyle influencers just trying to, like, do all these things. And that business model and social media is outdated.
Not only that, but it's like, you couldn't do that in a regular job. So now that you think, now that you mention it, it's like, why would you do that on social media?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't go to a restaurant that's also a tire shop, that's also a dentist, that's also, like, something else, right? Nah. So, like, why would, yeah, it makes sense. Why would I follow an account that has all these things when, if I want to watch cooking, I'll follow a cooking account. If I want to watch gym stuff, I'll follow a gym account.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I know every single time it's going to be consistent, and more than likely it'll get better over time, because someone that cooks every day is going to get better at cooking over
time. For sure. Yeah.
Someone that goes to the gym is going to give you better advice as the years go on versus someone that's like, well, I kind of do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of that.
Mm-mm.
Makes sense.
And then that's why, like, on TikTok, you know how you can see your likes, your like count?
Yeah.
Your like count has to be, or your follower count has to be at least, this is like bare minimum, 10% of your like count. So if you have like 100 likes, you have to have 10 followers. That means your content is converting correctly. If you have a high like count, but your follower count is less than 10% of that, it means, yeah, you're getting engagement, but you're not converting at all. And that's the metric that you got to use. And a lot of these people, there's a lot of trillions of fucking TikTok accounts where you'll see they have viral ass videos. They'll have a couple, they'll pin them, it'll be 3 million, 10 million, yeah, 11 million. And they got like 2,000 followers, 200 followers. Like, bro, there's people that have millions and millions of likes, and they have 2K, 3K. I'm at 99 at the time of this recording right now. I'm at 99.8. You know how many likes I have? Like 680K. That's way more than 10%. That's probably I'm not good at math. I'm not about to try to do math, but I know that's higher than a 10% conversion rate from how many people are seeing my content, how many people are engaging with it, and how many they're turning around and following me. That it's a high conversion. That's always a good metric to look at. If your content is performing correctly with the niche you're trying to reach, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense. Because, yeah, I feel like when you have that high likes, like, for example, you can make an account that has 10 followers and make one viral video, and that shit can get 100,000 likes. So that'll just nuke your algorithm you'll never get it back.
No, for sure.
Yeah, and building community. But the frustrating thing I think people deal with is it takes time and it takes discipline, because you have to be very patient. And it takes a very disciplined person to see everybody else making videos that have 100K, 200K, 500K, a million. And you're over here, you know, posting a video that might get 1,000, that might get 3,000, 5,000 on a good one. But if you're very consistent, you're gonna weather the storm, and you're going to win in the end, and you're going to build a community. And that's like, that vision is kind of the reason why I started the podcast, because I felt like if we start a podcast, we're going to have a community. And then once you have a community, you can really pivot to anything. And people that support you, if they support you doing something, they'll probably support you doing anything, as long as it's not something crazy, of course. But if somebody watches your podcast, they're more than likely buy merch. If you go and start another business, they'll more than likely support it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does suck when you're seeing people, you know, blow up doing bullshit, but it's part of the game.
But it's part of it, though.
Yeah.
And honestly, bro, like, there's people that, like, I see working really hard at content that really get no views, you know, and it keeps me grateful, because I could be getting zero views.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And there's somebody really,
some of those people?
It doesn't matter how many, like, views you get, there's somebody that's out there that is wishing they got those views.
Not for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, it don't matter how, bro, especially in Vegas taught me this, bro. It doesn't matter how, I promise you, bro, does not matter how much money you have. I don't care, bro, what number amount you want to put on it. Vegas has a lifestyle to snatch that shit up. And Vegas taught me that. And that's the game with social media. Like, I will never feel no type of way about how many followers I have, because there's somebody out there that's probably laughing at how many followers I had. You know what I mean? Not laughing, but in a sense where, like, you know what I mean? I always got to remain a student, bro. Like, it don't matter, you know? And that's why, like, it's easy to, like, you know, shrug that feeling off of like, oh, everybody's blowing up, everybody's doing this, because like, there's levels to this shit. There's people that are used to getting millions and millions of views, and it's a bad season in content for like, you know, like a few weeks, few months, and they're used to getting millions, and now they're getting 100K, and they're like, what's going on with me? Why do I suck? It's just levels. I'm over here, you know what I mean? Like, so, and there's the people that would kill for 100K views per video that would never see that, you know what I mean? So it's just like, always got to stay a student, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I think consistency too, because the more you freak out when you see small changes, the less consistent you're going to be, because you're going to think, oh, I'm doing it wrong, I have to do this, I have to do that. Like, social media is a very finicky game that mm-hmm. you have to kind of, you know, have tunnel vision and just move forward. Once you learn your skills, once you figure out your routine, I'm not saying don't innovate, because you always have to be a student, like you said, yeah. But more than likely, once you figure it out, like 80, maybe 90% is going to stay the same. And then 10% you kind of tweak as,
and you know, 90% is that like human emotion that yes. your consumer has that yeah. you're trying to trigger. Mm-hmm. That's going to always stay the same. That's why I was saying, like, it's a waste of time trying to learn like the best hashtag strategy. Like, what's the best time to post? How many times a day do I post? Like, all these things at the end of the day, like, a lot of people spend a lot of their research time trying to figure out those things. And it's just like, it's a waste of energy and a waste of time. Cause like, let's say you do figure out that algorithm, like, that shit's going to change.
Yeah.
You know, like, these platforms have access to the algorithm data that we don't. They know when to tweak something. They know when, like, oh, people are consuming videos that are like 2 minutes long this week for some reason, or 3 minutes long. So any video that has 2 to 3 minutes push time span, let's yeah. push those. Like, mm-hmm. so that's why it's just like, it's almost like, it's not impossible, but like, to find those moments where you can hit virality or get those like high engaging posts, it's by being like constantly trying to reach your consumer and consistently trying to provide value to them. Because if it goes like this, you know, and you're trying to hit it, you gotta, like, the more times you're uploading, as long, like, and not like shitty videos, like videos that are actually changing yeah, yeah. somebody's day, right? I don't want people to be like, well, I'm uploading every day, it's not, well, you know, as long as you're up, like, trying to pump out a lot of like videos, and I know it sucks, people are like, man, I don't know how to film videos. Well, like, you gotta learn then. Like, go on YouTube and figure out, how do I film? Honestly, that's why I'm starting to make content on how to film on your iPhone, you know, because there's a lot of places where people get discouraged in the steps, like, oh, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. Then you got to learn, like, you see people that are trying to be a doctor, like, they don't go like, oh, I don't know how to sew somebody back up. Like, they know they have to go figure out how to sew somebody back up, you know?
Would you say, however, I do have a question, would you say that knowing how to film, like, the exact best way to film, do you think that's something you learn at the beginning, or you learn at the end? Because I don't know if you guys remember. Do you guys remember Casey Neistat?
Yeah.
Like, that dude used to be like him. For me, like, I used to watch him every day, and I used to love his vlogs because they were so different, so creative. And one of the things that he always used to say was, the story is more important than your equipment or whatever it is you use. And I feel like a lot of people get held back because they're like, oh, I'm looking at everybody else's videos and they're so cinematic and they're so this and that. But the most important thing, I think, is always the content. Is always like the information, the story that you're telling.
You know what videos are blowing up right now?
Yeah.
When I say blowing up, I mean like getting millions and millions and millions of views. And it's the people on YouTube that are like 50-year-olds plus and literally having no edits in the video, just placing their camera, hitting record, coming back, sitting down. And like, I'm going to tell you guys the best advice I can give to you and everything I've learned over the last 55, 60, 70 years of my life. No cuts, no pauses, no edits, just no all the way through, no transitions, just talking there for 30 minutes, however long their video is, going and hitting stop record and uploading it. That is zero editing.
Yeah.
And because the value is just so good. Imagine, like, you can listen to a 50, 60-year-old person tell you, like, yo, let me tell you all the lessons and all the things I would have done differently. That's value, but that's priceless. And that's the type of videos that are blowing up, because it's just, the information is so good. You can't deny it. They don't need all the fancy, like, oh, this, oh, that. Like, you know, like, I call it, like, the Hormozy Warriors. Hmm. All the motherfuckers that started to do, like, the, it's gimmicky.
Yeah, I feel
like, you know, when you see edits that are just like, boom, 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 boom. I feel like I'm watching, like, a circus clown trying to distract me from what I really should be paying attention to. Like, why are you trying to distract me?
Facts.
Like, why are you putting so many everything in my face. And it was like those business owners that are like, oh, let me, that's trending. Let me spend my time trying to figure out like, how do I get the edits that go like this, when that was not sustainable, that shit's not working anymore.
And
so
not only that, but like in 2-3 months, you're going to have to do that process again, because there's going to be something else you're going to have to chase after.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like that's like shit, like trends are always going to change. And back then trends used to last 6 months. Now they last 5 months. Now they last 4 months. And it's just going to keep decreasing until there's a trend every fucking day. You know what I mean? And yeah. you're going to have to really be able to be like, you know, pivoting and skirting and hitting different lanes like as quick as possible. But that's why I stay on it every day. It's like, the way I look at like my social media game is like a person that like is a bodybuilder. Like, he goes to the gym every day. He's going to feel guilty if he don't go to the gym 1, 2, 3 days in a row. He's going to be like, ah. That's me. If I don't upload for a day, I'm like, all right, it's cool, bro. You needed a break. It's cool. If I don't upload for 2 days, I'm like, was there a good reason for that? By the third day, bro, the depression starts to kick in. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you have to, because I know this shit could change like this.
Well,
you know?
That, yeah. And to use that same analogy, like, if you go to the gym every day, right, there's always going to be the new trendy diet, the new trendy supplement, the new trendy, like, we had the Ozempic, the thing. But if you go to the gym every day, all that stuff could change, but you're still going to stay the same. You're mm-hmm. still going to get better, or, you know, at least maintain, because that is something that is always going to be consistent. It's always going to be there. It's the same thing. Giving back and providing service. We had a conversation about it, but it's like the Trax NYC guy. When he stands outside of New York and he's giving
people that video.
Bars of silver and bars of gold. He's like, you want this and piece of like, silver? And they're like, no, thank you. And he's
or not even saying nothing, just walking walk past away, him, yeah. Shrug, like,
yeah, they just walk
what
past.
What is this guy trying to give me? Yeah. Because their vision is so close to opportunity. Like they don't
believe in their mind that someone can be on the street and give them value.
Oh no, for sure.
And then to that, you know, in Trax's eyes, it's like, I'm trying to give you value. If you don't take it, that's on you. So, you know, his mood is like, and that's the thing. When you're trying to sell people something that you know is shit, you're going to be pissed off when people don't take it, because you're fuck, I need this money.
And I've sold shit items, bro. I used to, I learned how to like be not a salesman, because I don't sell, but I learned the concept of selling because I had like a bunch of like kiosk jobs, because I was a videographer for like all my 20s. That like when I would need a job, those kiosk jobs are like easy to get. So those were the things I would do, because it's just like in, make a couple checks, upgrade my camera, go back out in the field for a couple months, years, whatever. And I'd be like, oh, I'm kind of running low on cash. Let me go find another kiosk. Damn. You know, but like those were like really low quality items, products. Those are all stuff that you find on Temu, whatever, that are like $2-3. And people are selling them on kiosks on the strip.
40 bucks and shit.
40, 50 bucks, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I understood like how I did a lot of like impulse selling. Like I would sell to people and make them buy on impulse. And when I started to do my own business, I realized that that's not the business model that I wanted. I didn't want people to buy off my impulse then maybe regret it later. Like I want people that are like confident in like purchasing a service or in consuming content or whatever. I want them to like feel good about it, not like checking their account after they spent some bread or whatever. And I used to do that because I was commission based, so I'd be like in there, you know what I mean, selling. And like I got so good that like I started to feel bad. I'm like, this person didn't need this product, and I didn't feel good about it. You know what I mean? Like I didn't feel, I used to like have to like go numb to it and be like, bro, you're making these commission checks so you can buy your camera so you can do the bigger goal. That's how I kept telling myself, like, it's cool, bro. Just make your bag real quick and then just get out. You know what I mean? But then when I started doing my business stuff, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to run my business like that. I want to just provide so much value that people are like proud to spend their money with me. You know what I mean?
Not only that, but it makes it easier on you. Like the easiest way to sell is to just not have a shit product. Because then, like we said, if you're selling shit, you're going to hate it when someone says, I don't want it. Because like, why don't you want to fucking buy it? If you were selling gold, like, or giving away gold, basically, who cares? They don't take it. Somebody else is going to take it. Right? I'm actually losing giving it to you.
For sure. Because you didn't see the value in
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's like the one thing I started changing a few years ago was like, I stopped working with people that didn't see the value in working with me. If I ever felt for a second like I was having to prove myself, I stopped the conversation, especially with a lot of brand deals that that they reach out to me. They'll try to negotiate a price with me, and the second I start to feel like I'm trying to explain to them why it's worth X amount, bro, I stop the conversation, because it's like, this is just bad news written all over if you're trying to do a transaction with somebody who doesn't even see the value in the thing that they're buying. And I want to drive results. I want to make a difference. I want like the person I'm working with to see results. So that's just like, bro, you know, and at first it is hard to say no to brand deals, because you can start getting excited. You're like, oh, this brand wants to send me this. This brand wants to send me that. But you realize saying yes to all those things is just like bad, bad, bad news, bro. Like, the only time I take free product is if it's a brand that I genuinely spend my money on and I've genuinely loved their products. If it's not that, then we're going to have to figure out, does your product even align with my audience to begin with? Like, can my audience actually benefit from me being like, hey guys, there's this business out here? Because if not, that ruins my credibility. And you got all these creators saying yes to all these products, and then down the road, that product gets canceled because they said some racist shit. And guess what? You're there. You promoted their product 6 months ago. You're probably racist.
Yeah.
Because you didn't look at their brand morals and their value and their mission statement and try to go look at their Instagram and see like, oh, this looks like a shady company. All their comments are like, yo, you scammed me.
Yeah. You know? Not only that, but just like you said, since everything has a human factor, people understand that if someone's always trying to sell me something, I probably shouldn't be there, right? If I have, no matter where I work or where I walk or where I live, if I go there and someone's always trying to sell me something, at the end of the day, I'll be like, hey, bro, just get on, bro. I'm not buying shit. But that's what a lot of people do, is they'll build their community and then they'll like basically scam them into buying shit from them based on the credibility that they have. And then everybody gets fucked over, and then the creator, whoever it is, ends up with the bag and they just run off. But to me, right, the more you try to get out of your audience, like the least respect you're going to have. And like you said, if I see somebody taking every single opportunity to get money, to me, I lose respect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, quite frankly, I'm just like, you're not a person that I wouldn't want to be a part of your community. I wouldn't want to be friends with you. I would never want to like aspire to meet you or be like, damn, bro, it would be nice to have a conversation with you one day. Because to me, it's like, you'll do anything for money.
Yeah, yeah.
If I just have a big enough bag, I can make you do anything.
No, yeah, that's why, like, I don't ask anything for my community. The only thing that they can spend money on is like the heat transfer vinyl, but that's a product that's within my,
for sure,
it's within my tutorials. But the thing is, like, when you ask from your community, like, let's say, like, like, you have to ask in a way where it's an offer. Like, you have to, like, let's say, like, I drop a product because I tell my community, like, hey, I have something big I want to do, and your support is going to make it happen. Let's say I have my offer and I ask and they deliver and I make my channel bigger and I'm able to provide times 10 value. My community is going to feel so good.
It has to be a win-win.
About spending that money. They're going to be like, damn, he is now making videos 10 times a day and they're all bangers, and he has a team and he has other people under his umbrella making their own shows within there that provide value. They're going to feel good about that. But like, a lot of people, they're trying to get money from their community to pay for the lifestyle they want to live on the internet.
Yeah.
That's why, like, bro, I live, like, I'm really easy to please. I don't need that much. I just need to have, like, my bills at least paid so I can focus on creativity and not paying my bills. And as long as I can, like, buy some food that I want to eat that day, I'm good for right now, because I know that's just all I need to get to the next level. Once I get to the next level, then I can start thinking about what I want. But right now, it's just about what I need, you know?
For sure. But humbling yourself is also a very big thing to go with that. I specifically made it a point. We talked about it before through text, but talking about like the state of Las Vegas creators and creatives and people in that kind of space. First, I want to ask you, like, what's your opinion on it? Like, what's the state of Las Vegas creators and what are the biggest mistakes that they're making?
So, like, do you mean like in the creative world or like in the business industry? Because business people are these small businesses, like realtors, lawyers, like you name it, they're starting to turn into content creators.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
I mean creators.
Creators?
Creators, yeah.
I feel like in Vegas, it's just, and it sucks because I feel like it's something that's like in the air type of thing, because it's like from the beginning of time, from what it's like, you can never take it away from Vegas. The essence of Vegas is like showing out, being big, the next big thing, the most money, the most this, the most that. Like, that's why in the beginning, when the mafia had all the money and they were building the casino, they were trying to outdo each other. Like, they were like, oh, I'm going to make the biggest one. Oh, mine got this. Oh, mine got this.
I got tigers in my shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that element is just always here. And I feel like it kind of cursed Vegas because everybody's so worried about trying to show their neighbor, like, oh, I got the new rims. Or like, and I mean rims in like a symbolic, metaphoric way where that's like applied to anyway.
I got the Rolly, I got the chain, whatever it may be.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, if people can just start like kind of switching their mindset to like, yo, instead of trying to go to the same networking event every week and trying to show show this person I saw last week that I flexed up and I got something new this time, just have that mentality with the world. Be like, yo, I'm trying to show UK my stuff. I'm trying to show Africa my stuff. I'm trying to show India my stuff. And I'm naming places of like people who consume my content. You know what I mean?
Indian followers?
Bro, I get every type of DM, bro.
Would
every
you ever do a visit to India? Like to try the food and stuff?
Not to try the food.
No. The street food?
Huh?
Not the street food?
Yeah, I mean, shit, but this is a conversation for another day, but like, man, the Indian slander is messed up right now, man. Like, they do not deserve of that.
They need some kind of creator to help their fucking, they need PR.
They've tried to go over there and like, have you seen that thing with Sam Pepper?
That he got some drinking milk and stuff?
Like, that sucks, bro, but that's like getting off topic. That's a whole nother like, but what were you saying?
Yeah, so like, I don't know. The biggest thing I see is like, I feel like we've had the conversation before. I think we had it when Surreal and Noah were on the first time. We talked about why we've never had like a big rapper come out of Vegas, or why we've never had like a really big anything really come out of Vegas. Even though we are a pretty populated city, it is growing, but we're right next to LA. You know, we have people popping off in LA, Seattle, Miami, Houston, Dallas, New York. We don't really have that in Vegas, and I always ask myself why, and it feels like people don't really see an opportunity unless there's a paycheck attached to it. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the biggest mistake people are making, is they're so afraid to say like, yeah, I'm struggling right now. They're so afraid to say like, yeah, I'm going to take this opportunity even though I'm not getting paid for it. And like, you're cutting so many opportunities off because people have this entitlement that like, well, I'm not worth that. I'm dope and I know I'm dope, so you got to pay me what I'm worth. And it's like, bruh, I understand. Yes, right? It sucks when you have to fucking grind and you get treated like shit and you don't get paid what you're worth. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, every single person who's successful in this world, unless they were born into money, at one point had to eat shit. At one point had to do stuff for free. If not multiple times. Exactly. And people are too entitled to do that now. They're too entitled to say like, damn, like, there's this big opportunity. It's I could meet a bunch of people, but I ain't going to get paid for it, so I ain't going
It comes from the misconception of the internet. Yeah. They're making it look like
easy.
You're supposed to be one move. Yeah. If it's not one move away and it could be like this and be a big reward, I'm not taking it, because it looks like everybody's making one move and making it happen. So now everybody's like, I'm not about to take 10 steps when everybody sees taking one. I'm not, why would I take 10? I'm going to take one, maybe less if I could. Yeah. I'll take half a step if I had given the opportunity.
But the reality is, as soon as you look away, people are taking steps, but then they're standing still. They're like, no, I haven't taken a step yet, but watch, when you look at me, that's when I'm going to take a big step so that you can see that I did it in one step.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But everybody's kind of working behind the scenes and don't want to show other people like, hey, bro, like, I'm out here struggling, bro. Like, this content shit ain't adding up. Like, I'm trying to fucking put this move together. When if everybody was honest with each other, bro, we'd be able to help each other out.
Yeah,
because I've met so many people since we've been doing this, like you, for example, that have helped me out so much for nothing. Like, I haven't paid you a dollar.
I mean, we've been helping each other.
We've been helping each other, but I'm just saying, like, I haven't paid you anything. Mm-hmm. I haven't, like, done anything, like, that I would say, like, for you, that's like, oh, yeah, at least it was even exchange. Like, to me, it's like, we just linked up, and if you're like, hey, bro, you want to come to this? I'll be like, yeah, for sure. And it's not like, I'm like, hey, but how much are they paying? How much is this? How much is that? It's just, oh, like, there's a lot of game I can learn from you. You might know somebody else. We can network. You come over here. I go over there, and we both come up together.
I mean,
and
the reason why I've been trying to do that more
is
because I know and it's just knowing your value, right? Mm-hmm. I know. Walking into business and walking in any situation, I know I can provide dummy value. So because of that, I'm like trying to see who that can match with, who that can like link with and create something bigger. And I know that both of us at the same time can really fucking make a bag with people that, like, I feel like if we just keep going around, eventually we're going to meet those dope business partners that we can link up and do some like crazy, crazy stuff with. But that comes with just being out and about and being of value, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Making sure that like you have tools in your shed, you know, because I feel like when I was younger, I didn't have like that many skills, and I was trying to like be in all the rooms and do this and do that. But like I said, I wasn't ready. If I would have came across a situation, which I did, I had a couple situations in like the videography world where like my belief was almost bigger than my actual skill. And I was like doing projects that were like way out of like my skill level. And I ended up biting myself in the ass, but I had to learn like, yo, your skill level is higher than like your business management level. But because my skill level in video was so high, I was aligning myself with high level business positions. But when in business, I wasn't all the way there. You know what I mean? And now that I'm obviously older, like I've learned and now I can like maneuver a lot more properly, which is why I'm glad like that should happen now and not before, you know?
For sure. Just to close that topic off, I have like this vision that I keep seeing like in my brain for some reason. But you know how like features work like in the rap industry, like let's say like Drake and 21 are like cool, like they won't really charge each other for a feature like Drake would if it was some nobody asking. Mm-hmm. But it's like the label's paying. My vision for Vegas is us as creators being honest with each other and just fucking with each other on such a level that it's like, oh, I need help with like printing. I need help with like graphic design. I need help with like videography. I need help with like a podcast setup. Us fucking with each other and being like, all right, yeah, like come over here, let's do it. And it's not even on some like, I'm gonna charge you this, I'm gonna charge you that. It's just like, who is this going out to? Because if we as a city fuck with each other, bro, and there's a company from LA or a company from New York or a company, if the money's coming from anywhere else, we could all get a bag together. Like, how many bags can we get from all these other cities, states, globally?
Bro, 90% of my capitalized income, yeah, like is from non-Vegas,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Imagine if everybody was like that, we'd be bringing money in here.
Exactly.
But the only way to do that, bro, and it's gonna be a long ass process. It just continue to be an example and continue to not gatekeep. Because there's been people that have found a way here in Vegas, like found a way to make some money, find a way to like, you know, pop out when they want to. And they want to be the only one that walks in the room like that, whether it's the club, whether it's the event. Like everybody has that main character energy of like, I want to be the one that walks in, they got the chain, they got the whatever. And everybody's like, oh, so-and-so walked in. And because of that is why the gatekeepers in Vegas are amongst us, because they don't want like 2, 3, 4, 5 people walking into the same event and everybody got a chain, everybody, you know, and they're scared. They don't want that. That's why it's like, we just have to continue to show them the benefit of what it is to not be that way. Cause that's the one, not that I was like that, but I lean more towards like trying to get seen by everybody on the internet. And that made like a world of a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it's just about being that example and really showing them like, and showing them in a sense where they're like peeking over the, not like, hey, look at this. Hey, look at this. It's like, yo, we lit. And they're looking over the fence like, damn, that looks nice over there.
Facts.
That's how it has to be. It has to be like, you know, like, damn, they looking cool over there. And they're telling you how to do it. You know, most people, it's not like, yeah, you can't sit with us.
Yeah, facts.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd rather us as a city just make a bag off of everywhere else and keep it here. And it's like, I'm making money, but it's not like I'm making money off of you, and the people that I see every day. I'm making money off of motherfuckers throwing us money so we could all split it and go up together.
Nah, for sure. And it's just like, you know, it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Because you got to take the bad habits out of people. And like I said, those bad habits are like within the fucking air of this place.
Facts.
Like you wake up and people breathe it. Like, man, I'm about to hate on the next one. Like, I'm about to hate on him because, you know, like a lot of people, bro, they're like, they're insecure. And a lot of men, they can be insecure too. And if an insecure person comes around somebody who knows and figures themselves and knows themselves and they're confident, and that insecure person starts to question themselves, instead of having accountability, they're going to be like, fuck that dude for making me feel like that.
And insecure men, you know, to me are worse than insecure women. Cause like an insecure woman, what is she gonna? She's gonna,
you know,
cry
why?
By herself.
You know why?
Insecure dudes go crash out.
No, you know why?
With all these YNs outside.
No,
like,
for sure.
You can't be.
It's
because
like
around.
Men are the ones that are supposed to be like taking care of like the household and this and that. And if like a lot, there's like, if a man doesn't have his shit together, manhood is hurt. We've all been there where your manhood is hurt because you don't feel like you're delivering or you're doing these duties. So if you're already down and you see somebody like taking care of their family, buying their homie this, like, oh, so and so is going through this, but he got it. He can take care of that. Like, if you look at that situation and don't think to yourself, like, man, that's lit, bro. Like, I'm trying to do that too. Like, let me pay attention to the moves that are being made over there so I can, you know, inspire myself to make that same type of move. Instead, people are just like, you know, they feel that insecure feeling, and they're like, man, fuck that person. He ain't shit. He probably did this. He probably did that. Oh, he ain't got no bitches. He ain't got, like, they're going to find something to say, and they're going to be like, oh, he ain't this. Yeah. You know? And it's like, bro, it's like such a bad habit. Facts. Like, it's like people are shooting themselves in the foot, bro. 100%. Like, you know, and it's just funny to me because, like, greedy people, like, by being greedy, okay, they're greedy because they want more, but by being greedy, they're keeping themselves away from getting more. It's like this funny loop that they're in that they can't get out of. You know, if they can just switch their mindset to like, yo, if I just give, if you can have that hope and that faith that like that shit will come back and return to you, it will. You give, you're going to receive, you know? And it's just like about, like, on some spiritual shit, it's about getting into the algorithm too. It's about being consistent with that frequency, consistent, and then it just gets greater. And you just align yourself. It's the same concept. You know what I mean? Facts.
But to summarize all this, at one point in your life, you had straight Fs.
And I'm proud of it, bro. I'm so...
You did too, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I wish I could... I bet you I could download them somewhere. Bro, like, I transcripts? Am... Oh, yeah.
You should make merch out of it.
Bro, I am so proud.
Report card.
And I'm like, and don't get me wrong. Like, I say this to everybody. Like, I believe in education. But the school system is something different that I can't really get on board with. But I am 100% for education. So I don't want people thinking like, oh, he just telling kids drop out, do this. Like, no, like, if you have something that you can grow because you're passionate about it, I'm for helping you build that skill and getting it so good that you are now an asset to the world and you can now help other people. You know what I mean? Because it's crazy, bro. Like, I don't know if you remember in school, like, if you got to the end of an answer and it wasn't the way the teacher taught you, they'd be like, no, you can't do it like that. I hate this, bro, but, like, why? You know, like, if it's how somebody got there, they're really like, no, you got to do it like this. You know, and, like, how is it that there's, like, thousands of kids in a school and they all have the same curriculum? Like, that's, bro.
And you know what was crazy, too? Whenever there was grading papers and shit, if you did it the same as your homie, they'd be like, ah, y'all copied F.
Bro, like, what you want
to
know?
That's what you showed me how to do, is get to this the only one way, bro, versus letting me be creative and figure out my own way to get there.
I was so, like, not with doing schoolwork, because I was always doing videos. I was always editing. I was always being creative. Like, I didn't have time to do homework. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, that wasn't in my agenda to do fucking homework. I would have my homies be like, bro, I finished our math homework. They would... Like, after school, we're playing. These motherfuckers would pull the paper out and be like, here, bro, copy my homework. You don't even got to do it. You just got to copy what I already did. I'd be like, nah. Good. That's too much work already. I got to grab a pen and I got to... That's how disassociated I was with school.
The original YN.
Bro, no, but it wasn't even like... It was just like... But I learned later on that, like, it's just the way my mind works. If I'm not passionate about it,
you just don't do it.
I just don't do it. And instead of trying to fight that feeling as I got older, I just leaned into it more. I'm like, now I just focus in on the shit that I love and the shit that I'm good at. And I make that 100% of my world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, now it's just only that. I don't focus on the stuff that I'm not good at, you know?
I feel like you'd be a good person to ask this too, but... You know how there's a lot of people who say, like, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know.
It's
the
stupidest, like, question.
But, like, yeah. So if someone asks you and they're like, hey, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what I'm passionate about. What would you say to them?
Bro, that question stems or 100% from not believing in yourself and believing that anything can be for you. Because everybody has an interest, bro. I don't care if it's like, I don't care what it is. There's somebody making money in that. It's just the people don't believe that that could be for them. Whether it's like, man, you love eating? Guess what? There's people who review food. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what it is. There's every single person has that one thing that they get up for in the morning. And I don't know what. It could be anything. It could be that song. It could be, you know, people like to dress themselves. Like, bro, in music, there's a million different professions. In fashion, there's a million different professions. It's not just having a clothing brand. It's not just being a cut and sew. It's not just, there's like 100 million thousand different ways to make money. It's just the people don't think that it's possible for them. And it's like this mental block that's been like built in within us that people don't even realize it's there. You know, like, you know how many times I've corrected people because they're like not believing in themselves in front of me, like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean you can't do that? Like, why? Like, why? You're walking around, you have legs, you have arms, you have a brain, you're thinking, you can see, you're talking to me. I don't see a reason why you can't. And the reason why they can't is because they don't believe that they can't. Like, if you don't believe in it, bro, it ain't gonna happen. And that's the hardest thing, bro. This world is so crazy right now that that belief level within people is like damn near not even there right now. Because there's so many things to be scared of. There's so many things to be scared of. Like, oh, I can't pay this month. I can't do this. I got to worry about this. This person at work is pissing me off and I hate going into work. And like, I can understand why it could be hard. But one thing I'm going to say is everybody has a responsibility to take care of themselves in this world. Like, you have, it doesn't matter how bad it sucks or whatever it is that you're going through or whatever the odds are stacked against you. You could have the worst cards dealt to you and you still have that responsibility to figure it out. It's your responsibility for yourself within yourself with this human experience that you're having. Nobody's going to come save you. It's nobody's job to come save you. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? That's just like where it is, you know? And a lot of people, they might take that offense to that, but it like, it is what it is. It's true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's something that I feel like a lot of people struggle with. Yeah. Like you said, it does make sense that they convince themselves that because I'm not good at the things that society tells me to be good at, that's why I don't know what I want to do with my life, which.
Bro, I forgot where I heard this. They were like, you know who the best basketball player, best baseball player, best whatever. You know who the best is? We'll never know. Because the person who's the best isn't working on their skill, isn't being consistent, and isn't trying to get to the next level. Hmm. We'll never know who that person is. The person like the LeBrons and the Kobes and them, they're the most consistent. They wanted that. So they went for it. So they got it. There's somebody that might be more talented than them that's just in their basement, in their mom's basement, not doing anything because they don't have that mentality to get there. Because it's like you ever seen in football? It happened earlier this week. The motherfucker dropped the fucking ball before he went to the end zone. Yeah. Like, right before. You've seen where that happens, right? Fumbled it, yeah. Bro, they did that because they are a bad player. And I'm going to explain why. It's because every part of winning is your responsibility, and that's even not gloating, not being full of yourself. Like, all these things, bro, they all matter. You would think that gloating or not gloating would not be something that football players should be practicing, but it's like that, even that,
you gotta be
is what's
in.
The difference between yeah. what makes somebody great and not great. You see boxers going at it, the person who's going to win is the one who did that one extra push-up that he didn't do when they were practicing.
Or not just that, like, I don't know if you that into boxing, but the Mayweather Victor Ortiz fight when the ref's talking to him, splitting him up, and then the other guy has Victor Ortiz has his hands down. Mayweather just lunges and hits him, and then the other guy looks at the ref, and then Mayweather hits him again and like rocks him.
Yeah.
And it's like, keep your hands up at all time. Like, you got to be locked in from 0 to 100%.
Nah, you have
like,
to.
The whole process, you got to be laser focused, like on it, because if you're not, that one slip up that costs you, and then it's
but over. Like when you're in the leagues like that. It's those little things that separate people. When you're like a professional and you're in the regular crowd, there's like a big scale of like what makes this person way better than this person. But when you're competing like at an all-time level, it's those little things of being, you know, of discipline. And somebody who wasn't full of themselves would not have dropped the ball that early.
Yeah.
So it's those things that is just what makes people like great and not great, you know? Yeah.
Like, I'm sure, I don't know. That's an interesting thing to think about. Like, I wonder if the gap between like the best player in the NBA and the worst player in the NBA is like the same as the worst player in the NBA and like one of us. Just because like,
nah, to be, somebody like, did elite, somebody elite, did that. I don't know who it is. But he's the worst ranked player in the NBA. You could look it up.
Yeah.
And everybody always talks shit about him in the comments and the highlights, whatever. So he got so tired. Well, just look it up. Or we'll look it up after this. Yeah. You'll probably know who I'm talking about once I show you. But he was like, bro, I'm so tired of everybody and the regular people telling me that I'm trash. He's like, bro, just because I'm the worst player in the NBA doesn't mean I won't come down there and school everybody. So he did. He started challenging his yeah. the people talking shit.
I'm pulling sure he up did, but I'm
dunking the ass.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, as bad as that was, I wonder if the gap between, like, LeBron, Steph Curry, KD at, like, prime level is the same as to that guy. Like, would they do that to that guy
yeah.
the same way he would do that to us? Like, that's how different levels are, and that's how all those little things stacked up. Like, they've done everything the way it was supposed to be done. Like, yeah, I don't know. That's a crazy thought, but, yeah, like, being elite like that takes everything. Like,
not for discipline, sure,
discipline, hard work, talent, skill, like, just everything. But yeah, I guess I wanted to close off with, you're wearing your own Recipe Rhinestone
this
pants.
This is actually like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The pants are me.
Yeah. That's the, a golden the, Filoso, right?
It's Filoso. And then the hat is Play Some J, Austin and Kyle. Good people. I try to only wear like my homie stuff or stuff I've made. Nice. I mean, I'll obviously buy...
Those are the Nike / Recipe collabs, right?
Yeah. Like, obviously, I'll wear, like, pieces here and there, like, especially jackets yeah, yeah, and stuff, yeah. But I really try to make sure I'm wearing my stuff. Especially, I was thinking about it. Actually, when we walked in and I saw you wearing that, I'm like, that's how it should be. Because, like, let's say, for example, what if we have a viral clip? Like, what if one of these clips that you cut up, it just goes viral, and we were wearing our stuff versus if I was wearing, like, Chrome Hearts or Louis or, like... They don't give a shit about us.
They might send me a cease and desist.
We could put the homie on.
Yeah, facts.
Everybody like, yo, whose shirt is that? Whose hat is that? Exactly. Millions of views. You know what I mean? Versus like if we wore somebody else's shit. That's why I was like, man, that's dope. That's really how it should be. Because like you never know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. Like that's why I've been more like the more I get views on my content, the more I've been conscious about like what I'm putting in it. Like, for example, I had a today I did a video with my homie Tone where I did a tutorial for iPhone people, like people who use iPhone and need to create content. Last time I did an iPhone tutorial, I did like almost 1 million views in total. Damn. on that video. So I was like, let me recreate the same style of tutorial, but like let me get my homie to be the subject wearing his brand, because I'm like, man, that'd be lit if I can, you know, provide value, have it do really well, and then it's the homie. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So I've been really like trying to make sure I collaborate in the right way, because I want to use the attention that I'm getting and funnel it properly to like the people here in Vegas that deserve it. Because there's mad people, bro, out here. I just want to like, it just took somebody to try to go build a community with people outside of Vegas that I could be like, yo, y'all rock with me, rock with him, now rock with him. And with everybody that I'm rocking with, I'm building value with them too, making content with them. So that way the community sees like, oh no, this is somebody that we should support too, you know?
Exactly.
What I mean?
And that's like exactly what I meant when I said like we should all fuck with each other. Because now let's say one of those videos does really well, and it's happened to you before. I don't know if you want to name drop the company that asked you to collab on the video tutorials, but let's say a different company sees that video and they're like, hey bro, like we really like that, like we'll throw you some more money. And now it's like, oh shit, now I got money based on my homie, probably got views, he's getting sales. Now if he gets opportunities, he'll be like, hey bro, I need someone to shoot it, like come work on it with me, we'll split this other bag again.
Yeah,
you'll just flip it so many times over, as opposed to like you said, wearing somebody that wouldn't fucking cross the street to shake your hand. Like, you know, you're never gonna win there. But I specifically wanted to ask you about what your biggest piece of advice is for people who want to start a clothing brand.
Pretty much say no to instant gratification. That's my biggest one. All the moves you make, just think about like you making this move today and how it's going to affect you in a couple years. And I know for the younger kids it's hard to do that, because it was for me trying to look into the future, because you have less time behind you to scale how time really works, especially when you're like freshly 18 to 21. You don't process time the same, and 5-10 years from now seems like such like a time away that you're not thinking about, let me do something now that's gonna bless me when I'm like 10 years from now, 8 years from now, whatever. And I did a lot of stuff that was like benefiting me in the moment, and by the time I started to get older, I had to like really look around and be like, damn, if I don't fix that right now, I'm gonna continue the path of becoming an older man and having nothing to show for the how hard I'm working, because everything I'm doing is like benefiting me right now and not doing anything that's going to like benefit me in the future. So that's really what I would say, is just focus on that long-term like play. And like, if you can't, don't feel bad, because I know it is hard. Just at least try to like keep that in your mind of like, you know, even if you want to do bullshit half the day, 70-80% of the day, at least have part of your day being, you know, doing something that's going to help you in the future, you know, because like I said, like it is hard, and I don't want nobody thinking that something is wrong with them because they can't put their mindset there. And nothing wrong with you. It's just a really, really, really hard thing to do. And sometimes it just does develop over time. And for me, it did. I wasn't one of those younger kids that just thought, especially the way I am now, I wasn't like that when I was in my early 20s. I tried to be, but nowhere near, you know. I had to go through that like 21 to 30 to like really be like, damn, okay, now I can process this differently, you know. So that's really like my biggest advice, because bro, that time is going to come up on you. It's going to pull up on you, and it's going to pull up on you quick. And like, it sounds cliche, it sounds like something that an older person says, but it's true, you know. Like, I was a younger kid hearing the older people like, bro, time goes like this. I'm like, I just shut your old ass up. And now I'm over here like, damn.
Now you on this kid's game.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, man. That's really all the questions I had. I don't know if you had anything else.
No. I think it was very insightful, everything you kind of shared on that part. So
yeah, but let the people know where they can find you on social media.
So TikTok and YouTube, it's The Recipe Worldwide. And then on Instagram, it's The Recipe HTV. But honestly, you could look on any algorithm, I'm gonna pop up. Like, you're gonna see my face.
Yeah.
Boom, right there. I don't care what platform it is, you're gonna see me up there. You know what I mean? So
for sure. This is going out Monday. We're recording this on today's Wednesday. You should be at 100K by then.
I should be at 100K within the next.
If not, go check and definitely hit that follow.
Do you think I should do something?
What do you mean?
Like celebrate 100K?
For sure.
Like what though? Because I don't want to like, I don't know how big or how small. I don't want to overplay or underplay myself. I don't know. Because that's like, for me, that's my first three digit K.
100K is crazy. Especially like, not doing it off of just some viral gimmicky shit, but actually like organically building a community online.
It was a lot of work. Yeah, it was brick by, it was literally brick.
So yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll see it. y'all will see it on social media. But yeah, we appreciate you guys rocking with us, watching this new episode. Benji, let them know where they can find your social
media. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at OchoBenji.
Yeah, go ahead and follow my personal Instagram. It's going to be at AKBTG. Follow the podcast at OnTheRun.pod. Subscribe to the YouTube. We're doing really good on YouTube every month. We're getting a little bit better. We're a little closer to monetization. That means we're going to be able to collect, and everything we make is going to go right back into the content as it should be. We promise we're going to keep having good guests, good conversations, and good content, man. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll see y'all next week for another episode. Peace.